Around the country, groups of immigrants gathered to watch the president's speech. Many were trying to figure out who would qualify for his 3-year work permits and who wouldn't. NPR's John Burnett attended an Obama immigration address party in Austin, Texas, where people reacted with elation and disappointment.
That's the tradition.
When the president came to the end of his address, heard here in Spanish on the Univision network, no one clapped, no one cheered. Inside Austin's Mexitas restaurant, the long tables of immigrants, some of whom had come straight from their construction sites and janitorial crews, were curiously subdued. It's as though the long-awaited announcement was anticlimactic. Or maybe they were just tired and it hadn't sunk in yet. This will benefit people who've been here a long time and could not return to Mexico to see their families, says Gilberto Garcia, a remodeling contractor. His 2 children, who were born as U.S. citizens, qualify him and his wife for temporary permits. They can now visit his home in Tampico, Mexico, and hers in Honduras without fear of getting caught when they re-enter the United States. This is really a short time, Garcia continues. We were hoping for more than 2 years. We were hoping for legalization, but it's better than nothing. His nephew, 17-year-old Oscar Mendoza, was born in Austin. This means that his parents, a house cleaner and a sheetrocker from Monterrey, Mexico, can enjoy 2 years without fear of deportation.
What I see them living in the shadows, every single day they've always been, they're worried about, they might get stopped by a cop, might have a license expired or something. There's no peace because you might never know what might come.
Obama said he's directing immigration officials to concentrate on deporting criminals and those who pose a threat to national security rather than immigrants who commit minor offenses. For those laborers who are eligible for work permits, they will be able to obtain a Social Security card and a driver's license. But some who listened to the speech at the Tex-Mex Cafe were genuinely disappointed. I think it's a great thing because it's an improvement on your immigration laws, says Juan Orozco. He's a 28-year-old unmarried construction worker from Mexico who says he's been in Texas for 8 years. But it doesn't go far enough, he adds, because there are many people in my situation who have a good record, nothing criminal, but who don't have kids. Across town, a 48-year-old Mexican roofer named Juan Belman watched the president's speech in his family's cramped apartment and gave thanks that he won't receive a removal order from immigration court for at least 2 years.
No sabemos. Yo creo que hay que luchar.
But Belman is concerned that after the temporary protection is up, he and all the others who qualify will face deportation again. He's translated here by his 21-year-old son, Juan Jr., who's studying anthropology in college and qualified under the DREAM Act.
My dad is excited about this. But after 2 years, we need to pressure not just Democrats, but Republicans as well that control the House and the Senate to pass a bill that will not only benefit a few, but many.
What happens today is that lawyers' offices and immigrant rights centers all over the country will be flooded with calls and visits from non-citizens urgently seeking information about whether they qualify for the president's temporary protected status. Back at the Mexitas restaurant, the speech was scarcely over when a representative from the Austin Immigrants Rights Coalition set up a flip chart and started writing down what the applicants need to do to come out of the shadows. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.